So from the airport, we took a lift to go home. 94.9 Mix FM, Rob and Josh in the morning. And I was not privy to the conversation the Lyft driver had with somebody on the phone, but you did.
Yeah.
And all I heard was handcuffs. And I thought,
wow,
what are we talking about here? We're riding home with this guy and he's talking about handcuffs.
So a police officer who was in this guy's rideshare vehicle, who was in this Lyft, left his handcuffs in the Lyft. This begs a lot of questions. So the Lyft driver who was driving us home.
At least it wasn't the gun.
Indeed. He was trying to get a hold of the police officers so that they could reconnect and he could return the handcuffs.
Okay.
They looked like legitimate handcuffs. It wasn't anything weird. So it begs a couple of questions.
They weren't fur-lined handcuffs.
Okay, fine. There. You said it. No, they look like regular ones.
That's a tough cop. Let me lock you up.
It begged the question, why was a police officer in a rideshare vehicle? And how could you be so, I don't know, like how do you leave behind important parts of your gear?
This is like a situation comedy or something.
Yes, it is.
The cop runs out of gas and gets a lift.
Yes. So if you have ever done rideshare, or maybe you jumped into a rideshare, a Lyft or an Uber, and you found something weird that was left behind, what did you find?
520-775-0949.
I found in the back seat a wig and a bag that looked like it was full of money, but it was fake money. I got like really excited and scared, and then I realized it was fake money, and then I had just had all these questions.
I know. I was picturing a guy robbing a bank and getting in your car.
Yeah!
And taking off the wig.
He takes his wig off. He's like, man, this thing really itches me.
I forgot something in the car.
I hate it when that happens. Denise, you're a rideshare driver. What did you find left behind in your car?
Well, it was so creepy. I went to the back to clean the car, and there was a big pack of googly eyes.
Googly eyes? I don't like, get it. What?
They're for crafts.
Oh.
Googly eyes.
Okay.
Yeah. So
I thought maybe some obstetrician. I mean.
Obstetrician?
Sorry.
What?
Optician.
Somebody's leaving a bag of babies in the car. They're crying. How did you know?
Tell you what.
You think an eye doctor left eyeballs? This is just getting worse and worse.
You know what? I'm going to get in the car and drive away.
It's for crafts. Crafts.
Oh, okay. Left behind in the back seat of a ride chair. 94.9 Mix FM, Rob and Joss in the morning.
We were recently in a rideshare and we found out that a police officer had left their handcuffs in the rideshare vehicle. I don't know why the police officer was taking a lift. Why wasn't their car around? How do your handcuffs detach from your person? I don't know. But if you have done rideshare, did you ever find something weird left behind?
520-775-0949.
Elizabeth in Midtown, you found some kind of like stuffed animal thing in the back seat of your car?
It was just pretty big. Not the little small ones. It's like the big ones, the plushy bear thing, but it was an avocado and it had these big eyes. It was really cute, actually. Kind of wanted to keep it.
Oh, that's it. Let me look this up. A giant stuffed avocado pillow. Rob looks baffled.
I didn't know they existed.
It's like a stuffed animal.
They make them really cute.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That reminds me. No, this is not a new concept because when I was a kid, I had two stuffed animals. I had a stuffed carrot that would make a dinging sound when you shook it.
Of course.
And then I had a stuffed animal. I still have him somewhere in the garage. His name is Corny, and he's a stalk of corn, and his little shuck arms and legs wrap around him.
That's so cute.
So cute.
Were you around for the TY babies? Remember they were popular too?
Beanie Babies, yes.
Yes.
Yeah, those are also tons of those in our garage.
I had a BB gun.